Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, a.k.a. Pink Hood, along with Red Hood and Johnny. Tonight,
hello.
Black Hood will not be on.
He suddenly vanished and is dead.
Into thin air.
Wednesday.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Now, to get the business out of hand, yes, I am here.
Yes, what we have to bring up our first topic, which
well,
has to do with the.
Wait a second. I have to stop you.
Seconds over.
Well, no, it's about a minute. For all of you who didn't know this, and we'll probably find out in the coming days, Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83, and we will be dedicating this Wednesday show to his honor. So tune in for that. Now,
yes.
Pink Hood, you can
yes. So
continue. I just had to make that announcement.
Today's topic, which is a topic that has gained a lot of traction over the past few days due to the circumstances of allergies, and more specifically, allergies that you have to take EpiPens for, which happens to be a drug that is meant to help people with allergies that are life-threatening. The company which makes it has chosen to increase the prices, and they started to compare to an iPhone. Last time I checked, iPhones do not... Yes, iPhones could help save lives, but there's an issue when you heavily rely on a drug that is meant to stop anaphylactic shock. And if you're thinking this is
it shouldn't cost as much as a big screen TV set. That is for sure.
And Steve Martin Squirrel.
And then they're going to be coming out with a drug that is a generic. Is it going to be that? I have questions about that. Is it going to be same quality? Because I'm not going to take something because I have a peanut allergy that could potentially not work.
They claim it will, but
it's not even being tested. But it's still going to come out.
But yeah, the funny part about it is that
$300.
But it's $300, which is still.
But guys, to be fair, when this
outrageous.
Was announced, when this was announced on Friday before last, pretty much everybody freaked out. And then Stephen Colbert on last Friday show said that basically what's not funny about it is that people who suffer from this, Pinkwood, whether it's you or another person who has, you know, this and that and the other thing, and he basically said he was allergic to douchebag, and then the king of all douchebags, Martin Scroll, had something to say for it, which was pretty much trying to call out Stephen Colbert and failing spectacularly, to which Martin Scorsese said, "Suck my dick," and Stephen Colbert said, how much are you pricing them?" To which Martin Scorsese basically legally shut the fuck up. Which, I mean, I kind of find funny in the fact that, well, we'll start with Martin Scorsese, a complete dickhead. And, you know, this is the person who tried to raise AIDS medications all around the world, which I find ridiculous. And the head of the president of the people who make the EpiPens, saying no one feels more heartless than she does. And I don't know about you. What do you feel about it, Pinkley?
I personally, since I'm ultimately affected by this hike, because I have a peanut allergy, I feel that if this person could go out of her way and go, "Yes, let's make a generic," there's no guarantee for that either. So if you're going to claim a generic is going to help, it better work the same way as the EpiPens that are name brand, quote unquote, do.
Do I try to make it cheaper?
Because it's a life. You're risking a life versus this is not a whim. This is not a thing that you just say, "Yes, I'm going to just take an EpiPen just because." How about no? How about you take it to save your life? Not unless you want a lawsuit, which companies hate lawsuits.
What if you can't afford $300? Are you
gonna
skip it?
Or what if
you can't skip it.
Say, I know that there's some insurance companies who have made deals with the EpiPen company. I'm lucky that I have insurance. Yes, I pay $7 per box of two EpiPens. But there's times that when I travel, I at least, and they're only good for a year, so guess what? If they're older, guess what? They lose the quality of the EpiPens themselves. It loses the drug loses quality or like just a thing of just how it would normally be, like the reaction time, like how quick it works. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. However, this is absurd. No one should have to worry about dying, first and foremost, because some woman chose to make it a bitch to get to raise it up 400 and make it a bitch for people to get it for save their lives. How about you put your money you're marketing it for 100%, that means you're only making it for a dollar.
So basically went from $600 now. $600.
Yeah. Highway robbery.
I mean, highway robbery.
Definitely. Live.
Highway robbery, but, you know, with Martin Scorsese saying, oh, yes, I think that the price of an EpiPen, which is to us $7, to somebody who can't, like Johnny said, raise the money.
I mean, 7 years worth from 100 to 600.
How does that happen? Price hikes?
That is
right.
Crazy.
How does it happen? I mean,
that's more than crazy. That's just greed right there.
Well, Farmer Bro tried to do it with AIDS, and I just went, you've got to be kidding me. You know, first,
mm-hmm.
you're at the time of this, right? You know, Martin Scorsese, right? His age is 33. Okay. So,
right.
If you're a 33-year-old from Brooklyn, okay? Number one. You know, and you're a hedge fund manager. The first thing you want to do is... The first thing you want to do is have higher priced drugs. Okay. What about the people who have ADHD? What about the people who have Asperger's? What about the people who need those drugs to survive, and yet you're going to charge them up the wazoo for a simple fucking methamphetamine mine pill?
I think a few years ago.
And also the fact that
it all relates back. I mean, it's just like, I mean, I'm sure there's already out already a change.org petition. You know, for this bastard to get it just off the
ground.
Yeah,
probably.
I remember when he was, testifying and basically said, I plead the fifth on everything.
This is the same company who did that.
It's the same company. And I just went, if you plead the fifth on everything, then what are you supposed to do when it comes to anything? What are you supposed to do if you're the consumer? If you're the person making the fucking drug? I mean, think of what are your...
It doesn't look sound good. It doesn't sound good, nor is it acceptable to happen.
It's not acceptable, but
if you're putting lives on the line, because if they're putting lives on the line, guess what? You have to be held accountable if someone dies. Too.
Actually, by law, you don't.
If someone is unable, really, even if they're pricing it, so
I mean, you do and you don't. You do and you don't. I mean, that's the thing about it. That's the thing. If,
wouldn't you be concerned?
I'd be concerned. But only if I were the maker of it, I wouldn't want to cause anybody any harm.
Harm?
Harm.
Right.
Yeah.
But clearly, they're... Right. Right. What do you think that they're doing because of their... lack of compassion, the lack of even
I think
giving
being
someone
boneheaded.
The care or understanding that you're going to do the same thing that you did with the other drugs that they decided to just put out for like other life-saving medication. You're at this point, you're becoming it's like they're becoming a parasite at this point.
Well, a parasite in what way? I mean, you could be a parasite in multiple ways.
Because
couldn't you?
Because they're not. Yeah, they're.
I mean,
she's
you can be a
parasite, due to the
listen,
fact that
you can call nut. Okay. Let me just apply this warning before I even say it. I do not hate nurses, but, or any medical staff. I only hate them if they get in my face. You can basically call nurses parasites. You can call registered nurses parasites. You can call doctors parasites. You can call government associates parasites. But the biggest parasite of all is how you pay for your drugs. You know, if you're insured, that's fine. But what if you're non-insured and you have a mobile minivan making...
Right.
You know...
Mm.
The stuff. You know...
Right, yeah.
I mean... It wasn't... It wasn't the thing. It wasn't the thing about, you know, the reporter. Sorry, the reporter for the Farmer Bro thing more recently, saying you're comparing people's lives to iPhones. Are you on crack yourself? You know. It makes much, it doesn't.
No one thinks that it's going to happen to them until it happens. And
yep.
When it happens.
Well, yeah, but.
It's going to be.
When it happens.
I would hope if someone to someone close to them, then they actually start to think. Until then.
But. Pink Hood.
Let's get this straight,
though. Nobody really thinks about this shit until it happens to them.
Exactly.
Nobody. Like, you don't see
right.
the person. Nobody.
Or happens to someone in their family.
Right.
Right.
But when even when it's happened to somebody in their family, they don't think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have people close to me
right.
who have just started thinking up until now. You know, about somebody in the family.
Right.
But it doesn't have any berry on anything. It just doesn't. It
right.
is like if you're like having hepatitis, well, not having like hepatitis B, but it is like going into a drugstore and saying, "Do you really care about the products that I take?" They're like, "I don't know."
Like, whatever, dude.
It's exactly it, you know.
Right.
It wouldn't make a lot of sense, but we
right.
have to move on. We have to move on.
We got like 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we can't just stay here. The Balloon Olympics.
Yeah.
Right. So in between the Balloon Olympics and the Paralympics, of which we are all really excited for, and the election, of which we are all really excited for,
yes,
and we will have new blood starting the election, and we're going to have some really fun stuff planned. We do have some really fun stuff planned. Comes the Balloon Olympics. Now, people of Earth, I called your attention on the blackboard, the invisible blackboard that's right in front of me. Bing! Now, you have a balloon. To participate in the Balloon Olympics, you will need a balloon. You will not need a rhesus monkey and a needle. You will not need that rhesus monkey to poke that needle through that balloon. Otherwise, your balloon dies. That's rule number one. Rule number two is to keep your balloon alive and lightly, not to squeeze it like this. Mine just went.
That was a terrible pop.
Yeah. Just went.
Yeah.
Goes the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel, yes.
So
pop goes the weasel balloon.
We have different, you know, we have different things. Balloon wrestling, of which we're pink and red balloons only commingle. You can guess is doing the controlling with that. Red and blue balloons, which are only used for holidays, and green balloons, which are only used for carrying fruits. Now, the ones carrying fruit, you have to stand for fruit, which makes no sense, and it's not edible fruit, it's balloon fruit. You have to pop the put carefully placed. No, that's it. Don't do the... Oh, shit. There's balloons popping everywhere. Everywhere. Balloons are popping. Oh, my God. Really? Jesus. I can't even do this properly. I can't even color this properly. It's like, come on. Really? Oh, God. Honestly, Pink Hood, Johnny, are you ready for the Paralympics? Is that what we're gearing up for?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank fucking God they're coming, because the US Open just started tonight, and I'm just hoping that they don't play with balloons.
I can only imagine. That'd be kind of fun, though.
That could become really
playing tennis with a balloon. Yeah.
Very clear.
You know, the game could be over very quick.
Then again, the way they swing, I'm like.
Yeah.
Pop.
We're
gonna need a balloon out here.
Yeah, it's very windy. It's gonna be all night matches from now on, and day matches. Close the roof. Right. You have a roof. Close the roof, so we can play. Close the roof. Oh, yes. And we won't get wet. The entire statement won't get wet. Right. Now, pass your balloon that in. Pass the racket. No, not that racket. Pass the racket. And it's the second racket. You know, second.
Boy,
thing.
What a racket.
I know. What a racket. Can you just stop?
I can't turn this off.
No, you can't turn this off. Jesus. We are now on...
I'm out of control.
Exactly. I mean, what? Oh, fucking hell. I mean, honestly.
Apparently, Regis Philbin has just entered the room.
Who?
I'm out of control.
I know. I can't do this anymore. Pinkwood, take over, please. I can't. Oh, no. You're not going to pop it. Please. Recent monkey. You have... Your last hope. You can't. The balloon. You can't. Oh, shit. Too late.
It's gone. It's over.
It's done.
It's over. It's all over.
It's all over, folks. The balloon race for the 2016 balloon race has basically... ended.
Has officially ended.
And we ourselves have to go.
Yep.
We'll see you Wednesday. Good night, and have a safe night.
For
go watch the real US Open
episode of
Gene Wilder. And so if you want to follow us on Twitter, wait.
Yeah.
Before we pull the plug, if you want to follow us, we're on Instagram under AMC Press and Facebook under AMC Press and Co. Twitter under AMC Press and Press News, and also AMC Press 21, I believe. And 31, sorry. AMC Press 31. I don't know why we have two Twitter accounts, but we do. And if you want to follow Red Hood, it's RedHood225. And if you want to find him, just log in Red Hood. And we'll see if he actually answers your friend request on your radar. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Night.